Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 2. We've seen previously, and we'll see in the future, Be'ezus Hashem, that a person that's related to the plaintiff or the defendant can't be a judge, can't be a witness, or if somebody is disqualified because they're a sinner or they're not a person who is trustworthy, they can't testify and they can't be a judge either. This Mishnah begins, Amar Lai, if one of the two people in the court case, the plaintiff or the defendant, say to the other, Neman Alai Abba, I trust my father, or Neman Alai Avicha, I trust your father. I accept upon myself my father or your father that they should be the judge, or they should be able to testify in this court case, even though I know by Jewish law that they don't usually qualify, but I'm willing to take that. Or they say, Neman Alai Shlosha Roy Bakar. We agree, or I agree, that the court of our court should be three simple shepherds who don't really know much about commerce, don't know much about judgment, about law. Rabbi Meir holds, even after these people pass a verdict, or these people testify, the plaintiff or the defendant could say, you know what, I changed my mind, I want to have a real court, and I want to have real judges or real witnesses. The Chum disagree, once the verdict has been passed, since he accepted upon himself these people to be a judge or a witness, it's too bad, he's hit the point of no return. The Mishnah continues, let's say a person is obligated to swear. Sometimes in a Jewish court, a person has to verify his claim by making a shvua, an oath. A shvua is a very serious thing to violate or to do falsely. It's one of the Ten Commandments. And let's say the court decided that this fellow has to swear. For example, let's say somebody told his friend, you owe me $100. And his friend says, no, I don't. I only owe you 50. The court will make him swear that he only owes 50 and not the other 50. So let's say he's obligated to swear. Va'omer lo, and he says, Dorli b'chaye roshcha. The fellow who's trying to claim trying to force him to make an oath, the one that brought him to court says, if you swear, not the standard oath that's taken in a court by the name of Hashem or by what's holy, you swear by the Chai Roshcha, the life of your head, that you're not lying, I will accept that in place of a traditional oath. Remeir Omer Yochel Lachzorbo. Remeir says that even if the fellow swore like that, he can still have regrets and say, you know what, I want you to make a real Shavua, take a real oath. The Chacham say, once the fellow swears based on his parameter of oaths, the halacha of the law is that he cannot retract and he accepted upon himself this verdict. This is similar to American law as well, where if a person, if both sides agree, the plaintiff and the defendant agree, that they don't want to go to a traditional court, they want to accept upon themselves a particular judge or a particular witness or a particular jury, they can do that as long as that's signed into law by, you know, an agreement between the two of them. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm not an attorney, but if I'm not mistaken, once they have signed the agreement, that whatever the verdict is from that court does remain the law. Wishing you a wonderful and successful day.